B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Patients testified last Tuesday to having teeth removed without their permission and shared stories of other dental procedures gone wrong at the hands of an Anchorage dentist on trial for a slew of charges alleging he unnecessarily sedated patients to maximize Medicaid payments and extracted a patient's tooth while riding on a hoverboard.
Okay. Wow.
A former employee told investigators that Seth Lookhart was increasing profits by performing more intravenous sedation than necessary. He and his former office manager, Shauna Cranford, billed nearly $2 million in intravenous sedation without proper justification. Charges were filed in April, and in June of that year, Board of Dental Examiners suspended licenses to practice dentistry and sedation. Patients would stay sedated after their procedures were finished, and Cranford would tell employees a stop time to cut off the medications. Medicaid patients were sedated for longer than private pay patients.
Wow. No.
Former patient Joseph Smith testified that four of his teeth were removed without his permission. He had visited numerous times for appointments leading up to the extraction and said the plan was to pull his remaining top teeth to fit him for dentures and leave the bottom four fitting him for partial dentures. Smith said that he went in for the procedure Friday and was groggy from the sedatives until Sunday. When his head cleared, Smith said he realized his bottom teeth had been removed. He nor his family were ever informed why the teeth were removed. On top of the shock from his missing teeth, Smith said his dentures were fitted so poorly that it made it impossible for him to speak, eat, or even breathe normally while wearing them.
Jeez.
He went back to Lookhart's office repeatedly over the next few months with assurances that staff would fix the dentures that were so big that Smith described them as, quote, horse teeth.
Were legitimately horse teeth.
Another patient testified that Lookhart created more problems instead of fixing them, scheduling procedures that could have been completed in a single day over the course of multiple visits so they could bill for additional IV sedation procedures.
I mean, that's risky stuff.
He awoke from sedation to discover a crown had been placed on the wrong tooth and a loose filling had not been repaired, but instead a new filling was placed on a nearby tooth. The crowns and fillings have all fallen out in the several years since he was treated.
That just sounds like a negative Nelly.
Pages of his records had been whited out, by the way, to hide the cost of his procedures.
Nothing and fishy here.
A video shown in court during preceding days of Lookhart's bench trial shows him pulling a sedated patient's tooth while riding a hoverboard and then riding away and spinning around with his hands raised in the air. That patient is expected to testify at some point this week.
So my guess is he's going to lose his license.
I'm thinking that's
going to happen. And might be looking at jail time.
Yeah, especially since he was overcharging.
Bilking,
and trying to get money out of the Medicaid. A female passenger on a United Airlines flight from San Francisco to Atlanta said she was stung by a scorpion in the middle of the flight. The woman shared a picture of the scorpion with TMZ and said she was stung multiple times during the flight.
That's why I never fly scorpion class.
After feeling a stinging sensation on her leg, she went to the bathroom to check it out. The woman said the scorpion then fell out of her pant leg and scurried across the floor of the plane. But
oh, my God.
Flight attendants were eventually able to catch it.
Could you imagine a freaking scorpion sliding out your pants leg?
United Airlines confirmed the stinging and said that the crew responded immediately.
Just want to let everyone know that we've killed the scorpion and don't expect that there are any more running around the cabin.
Oh, mama!
United Airlines confirmed the stinging, said the crew had responded immediately. The physician on the ground provided medical guidance, said the customer was transported to a local hospital. They're going to be okay. The photo shows a scorpion being held in a box with the United logo on it.
Wow.
It was not clear what type of scorpion it was, how it got on the plane, and what happened to the creature after the plane landed.
Well, isn't there a slogan, we love to scorpion and it shows?
Maybe. I haven't heard that one, but I wouldn't doubt it. A deckhand on a luxury yacht in Australia pleaded guilty to negligence for having drunken sex with the captain when the unhelmed charter boat crashed, causing $140,000 worth of damage.
Wow.
Chaya Hanley admitted to guzzling some booze and hooking up on the bow of the 80-foot Crystal Blue with the skipper as the pair returned the vessel from Brisbane to the Gold Coast.
We cannot achieve.
She said, yeah, I did the wrong thing drinking on the job. I should have known better. I screwed up big time.
She just copped to it.
We were chatting, laying down, looking at the stars, and then got it on.
Hey, aren't we piloting a ship?
With no one at the helm or serving as lookout, the boat hit a navigation beacon and then crashed into a moored yacht before running aground.
Do you remember the story of the ferry up in New York where the captain just, like, left the cabin for a minute, like, walked away, and it just crashed into the wharf?
I don't remember that, no.
You kind of have to pilot those things.
The inebriated captain, 46-year-old Jeremy Piggott,
get off my back,
attempted to steer the vessel via remote control during the tryst. He had lowered the boat's mast to make sure that a mounted surveillance camera didn't catch the pair in the act. Bigot had pleaded guilty to two counts of reckless contravening his duty and was fined $4,000 and given a 2-year good behavior bond.
I'm going to set my phone on the top of your head.
Then we'll do one more story. This is pretty wild, man. A British woman whose heart stopped beating for 6 hours.
This blew my mind.
Has been brought back to life in what doctors have described as an exceptional case. Audrey Showman developed severe hypothermia when she was caught in a snowstorm while hiking in the Spanish Pyrenees with her husband. Doctors say it is the longest cardiac arrest ever recorded in Spain. Ms. Showman, who has made a near full recovery after the ordeal, said that she hopes to be hiking again by spring. The 34-year-old who lives in Barcelona began having trouble speaking and moving during severe weather in the Pyrenees, later falling unconscious. Her condition worsened while waiting for emergency services, and her husband, Rowan, believed that she was dead. At a press conference, he said, "I was trying to feel for a pulse. I couldn't feel a breath. I couldn't feel a heartbeat." When the rescue team arrived 2 hours later, Mrs. Showman's body temperature had fallen to 18 degrees Celsius.
It's amazing.
And upon arrival at the hospital, she had no vital signs. But the low mountain temperatures, which made her ill, also helped save her life, her Dr. Edward Argudo had said. He said she looked as though she was dead. But we knew that in the context of hypothermia, Audrey had a chance of surviving. Hypothermia had protected her body and brain from deteriorating while unconscious, despite also bringing her to the brink of death.
She must have basically been flash frozen.
He said if she had been in cardiac arrest for this long at a normal body temperature, she would be dead. So in a race against time, doctors treating Ms. Showman turned to a specialized machine capable of removing blood, infusing it with oxygen, and then reintroducing it to the patient.
Amazing.
Once her body temperature had reached 30 degrees Celsius, they had used a defibrillator to jumpstart her heart some 6 hours after emergency services were contacted.
So she's out. She's dead for 6 hours. When she woke up, her husband had remarried.
When she was released from the hospital 12 days later, she only had some lingering issues with the mobility and sensitivity of her hands due to the hypothermia. There have been other cases of adults and children surviving for long periods in very cold temperatures and then being slowly rewarmed in hospitals using specialist equipment, but there was always a risk of brain damage. Normal body temperature is around 37 degrees Celsius. When it goes down below 35, shivering, confusion, and tiredness can set in. Below 32, that people can pass out altogether and the heart can stop.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Did you say that? Is this the longest on record?
No. Well, it's the longest in Spain.
In Spain, okay.
Now, I don't know about elsewhere in the world. So the freezing,
6 hours.
The freezing temperatures appear to have slowed down her heart, blood pressure, and breathing to extremely low levels while protecting the brain from damage. They also think that she may have still had some circulation, although not detectable. Normally, after about an hour without the heart beating, even in the cold, brain damage would have occurred. So something must have been moving around a little bit. Speaking after a recovery,
she probably felt the heat of the rhythm of the night.
She said that she had no memory of the 6 hours. She said, "I didn't really know what was going on on my first day or two that I woke up in intensive care. But since then,
wow.
I've been trying to read more, obviously learning more about hypothermia. And it feels really incredible that I survived it." She said that she was lucky to be alive and paid tribute to the hospital staff. She said, "It's like a miracle, except it's all because of the doctors," she said. So pretty wild, man.
To have been clinically dead for 6 hours.
Well, they're not 100% sure if it was 6 hours. That's when her husband, and he's not a doctor, had said that he didn't feel any. So it may have been a little less. Still, it was hours.
Yeah.
It was definitely hours long. So that's pretty wild recovery story. So
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
I have this story in the Bizarre File simply for the name of this gentleman alone. It's not necessarily about what he did. It's what his parents decided to name him. A man wanted by police in several counties for allegedly stiffing people for automobiles he did not deliver was apprehended. Richard Dick was arrested on larceny charges after he allegedly skipped out on his parole officer.
Dick Dick.
His name is Dick Dick.
Oh, my God.
Dick Dick.
He was driven to crime.
I was thinking the same thing,
Steve. He's been abused all his life.
Dick is accused.
Where's Dick Dick? Double D.
Of accepting $15,700 from a car buyer on the promise that Dick would sell the buyer previously owned vehicles. Now, Dick Dick told the potential buyer that the repairs and sells repossessed vehicles from their state of Florida. That's what he does, yeah.
Dick Dick? After table for Dick?
After receiving the money, Dick Dick did not produce the vehicles. Dick Dick also gave the false name of Richard Gagnon to the prospective buyer.
Gagnon
on Dick.
Oh, my God.
Gagnon. Police accused Dick Dick of asking the alleged victim to invest in a scheme to buy and sell cars. The alleged victim handed over a large down payment of several thousand dollars, and then Dick Dick took off.
What a dick.
Police officer spotted and pulled over, and Dick Dick was taken to custody without incident.
They must have thought the license was a joke.
Richard Dick, come on, man.
That's just cruel.
They had to have known. All right, this story, we saw the video last week at the campout. I didn't get a chance to bring this up on the B-file here, but in Utah, a video shows a man playing a trumpet while he's behind the wheel with both hands on the instrument and both eyes looking at the sheet music in his lap with the car speeding forward the entire time. Head down.
Right.
Both hands on the instrument. I don't know how this guy was driving.
I never noticed, though. Was it a Tesla or not?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Utah Department of Transit and local law enforcement are using it as a reminder to people to keep their eyes on the road and hands on the wheel. The video was taken in November, but other people have said that this may not be the first time this guy's done this. It's unclear how long he had been playing the instrument before he was filmed in the particular video.
You know, it's been a while since we've had somebody in a car doing something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Around here.
Yeah,
Last dude was the cheese dude.
Yep. And now we got the trumpet guy in Utah. Police have charged a Florida man with battery after reportedly punched another customer in the checkout line at Walmart.
Florida man.
This has got all the Florida man things you need in him.
Perfect.
According to police, 69-year-old Henry Harvey became angry over customers ahead of him in line because they were taking too long at the register. In an argument, Harvey punched the man in the face. Officers later located Harvey at his home and arrested him. The victim was not seriously injured.
But you can't come on my property.
Yep, that's what he did. And he decided a punch in the face was the best way to solve that particular issue.
Can't you order stuff from Walmart online?
At Walmart in Florida. Yes, you can. Well, this guy made this place a Methodist church.
Oh.
A Maine man has been charged with turning a kid's playroom and a Methodist church into a meth lab.
You're my Maine man.
Matthew Anderson was busted after officials at Buxton United Methodist Church alerted police on Thursday to suspicious activity inside an upstairs playroom at the House of Worship.
Mm.
Officers then called in the Drug Enforcement Agency after finding items that are consistent with the manufacturing process of methamphetamine. Anderson was charged with unlawful operation of a methamphetamine lab. Unlawful operation of a methamphetamine?
Yeah, they're lawful labs. You just have to get a license and pay a $25 fee.
He was being held in the county jail after failing to post a $50,000 bond.
Would this story have even made it if it was a Presbyterian church?
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Presbyterian.
Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm. A wildlife conservationist was attacked and injured by several of her own tigers during an event at a wildlife sanctuary in Southern California. Patty Perry, founder... I love you, Patty Perry.
Hey, Patty Perry. California girls.
Founder of Wildlife Environmental Conservation, she suffered puncture wounds and several cuts after at least two of the tigers attacked her during a special event for donors.
Well, she could have been dead.
They began to play with her, and the Bengal took both paws and wrapped them around her legs.
Just like they played with Roy.
She fell on the ground, and another tiger jumped on her and began to pull on her before they got her out, and she got some lacerations. So essentially, she was a toy for these two tigers. This is according to her friend, attorney Michael Bradbury. Witnesses,
so they're suing the tigers?
No. Witnesses, including several members of the fire department, rushed to her aid during the attack. He said, Bradbury said, a lot of people, I'm sure, saw it, were horrified, thinking the worst. She said that it was obvious they were playing with her because they do love her. She raised them from babies. Perry has 50 animals at the facility, including zebras, birds, and leopards. Bradbury said the animal control is aware of the incident, but does not expect anything to happen. He said it's never happened before. She's been with those tigers on hundreds and hundreds of occasions and gone through the same kind of routine virtually daily. So it was just, they're big and...
they're incredibly strong and they don't know their strength. And playing for a tiger can be life-threatening for a human.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.